Joe and Alex.
New song right here. No? Good morning. We're done. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I am Joe Pesh. Alex Clark, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Liv the Web Girl.
Hey.
What are you doing? You blogging right now? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just trying to blog, podcast, put stuff on our Instagram.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Not doing much.
Busy bee over there. And producer Porkchop, he is eating turkey. That's weird. Is that a turkey leg that you brought from home? Or?
My Instagram is at producer Porkchop.
Oh my gosh, you are so thirsty for followers.
Wow, okay. Hey, yeah, please, somebody, help get him to 100 followers today. Producer Porkchop. Find him on Instagram. His man's out of town. Slide into his DMs.
No, that's messed up.
Well, you told me to say that. What do you want me to say? No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to break you guys up. All right, hey, check this out. Alex, you found this story, and I think it's kind of interesting. What exactly were you wondering this morning?
What was the most drastic way that you got out of going to school? So I know the school is pretty much over for everybody now, but this was cute. This came out, like, I guess right towards the end of school. A kid from Ohio wrote a pros and cons list of him staying home from school after he missed the bus. So he wrote a letter to his mom saying that he missed his bus. He decided to stay home and he didn't want to be disturbed. So his mom, he told his mom to check on this pros and cons list. So he wrote for pros. For staying home, well, he was already having a bad hair day anyway, and he could afford to miss a day since he had good grades and the school year was almost over anyway. Con side, he said that if he skipped school, maybe it could become a habit, and even though that was doubtful, he also said his mom would have to call the school to say he had polio. That was his excuse. But that just got me thinking about whenever missing school when you were a kid, if you weren't actually sick, you know, what lengths did you go to get out of it? And I remember I would go to school, but then I would ask to be excused and run out of the classroom. So I'd be like, can I please go to the bathroom? I would run out, and then I'd come back in, and I'd be like, I just threw up, and I didn't. I didn't even go all the way to the bathroom. I just like walked around.
You did that the other day here at work.
I just walked around in the hallway for a little while, just you know, wasting time, and then I went back in and pretended like I was barfing in the bathroom.
All right, admit it. What did you do, or maybe your kid tried it? Something drastic, the measure that was taken to get out of going to school when you were younger. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl, you wouldn't do that, would you?
No, I used to do this all the time when I was little. So one time when I didn't want to go to school at all, I like woke up and I came down the stairs in my comforter and I was like, like, I'm so cold, mom, like shivering.
You acting, still do that at work now, too.
Acting like I had a fever. And I was like, I'm so cold. I'm so cold. And she was like, oh, my goodness. Like, you must have a fever if you're that cold. And I wore, like, sweatpants, a hoodie. And then I went and laid on the couch. And I put, like, literally 3 pounds of blankets on me.
Jeez, you'd have been
like,
roasting.
I'm so cold. And I was literally sweating my butt off because I was so hot. And I wasn't actually cold. But I thought, like, if I acted like I was really cold, that meant I had a fever. So whenever we were sick, my mom would take us to the doctor, even though I was faking. I was like, okay, whatever.
Oh, no.
So she took us to the doctor, and I wasn't really that worried because I was like, I mean, whatever. It can be a virus or stomach bug, whatever it is. And it turns out I actually had strep throat.
Holy
And I was
smokes.
Actually sick. And that's
Holy
why,
cow.
That's why I was like sweating in all of the blankets because like I had a fever, but I was really just actually like hot from the fever.
Freaking karma, man.
No kidding. Like, oh, you want to have a fever? I'll give you a fever. Here's some cowbell. Now, for me, I did one of the classic dumb moves trying to get out of school. Once again, thinking you're sick or a fever. You ever see, like, where in the movies or something, a kid would put the thermometer, like, next to a light or something, like a heat source?
Oh, yeah.
I did that. Now, keep in mind, if you don't know this, my mom was a nurse for 30-plus years before she retired. So she knows a thing or two about fevers. When the thermometer said 108...
Holy cow!
And my mom felt my head. She's like, let's try this again with another thermometer. And apparently, my mom had a backup thermometer. I didn't realize that. Jeff's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, man, thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. What'd you do to try to get out of school?
Hey, so every now and then, I think once a quarter, the Bloodmobile would come in every morning. And so the first thing we would do was all run and give blood. And then once you gave blood, you had a free excuse to go home the rest of the day because you, quote unquote, felt woozy.
Oh, that's very interesting. Give blood, you say?
Exactly.
Now, did you suck the blood? How was the blood given?
Oh, they came in, they took it out like a regular Bloodmobile.
No, that's what I would say too, Jeff. I'd say too if I was a vampire.
Yeah, did you also avoid sunlight? Just kidding.
He's like, yes, actually, I have a sun allergy. It's very weird. Hey, no, seriously, though, Jeff, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's see here. We got Kathy on the Joe and Alex Show. Uh-oh, Kathy, what did you tell your principal, Kathy?
Well, I was like 5 hours late. I didn't get out of the whole day, but we lived on a cul-de-sac. So when I finally showed up, I just told him that the lumber truck, because the house was being built next to us, had tipped over and it blocked the cul-de-sac so I couldn't get out.
Holy cow, that is so elaborate for a kid. How old were you?
I don't know, 18, but I could probably get out of anything. I come up with some really good ones. So my kids ask me what to do and I tell them.
Oh, so you help your kids out now. You're continuing the family tradition of lying to authority.
I don't call it lying. I just call it making sure that there's an escape route.
We have a tweet from someone named Ryan, and she said, when I was in sixth grade, I told my teacher that I needed to go home because my cat had therapy. She said, I didn't really think that one through.
Listen, cats need help too, okay? Why do you think they're sad all the time?
Aww.
They need mental health issue days. Apparently, we're pretty deceitful people here on the Joe and Alex Show, and so are you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. We're talking about what drastic measure did you take to get out of school when you were younger, or maybe it's something your kid tried to pull. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's say good morning to Ashley. Ashley, what did you do?
I would go to school and go to the restroom and stare into the toilet until it made me nauseous.
And then you really would throw up.
Yes.
Holy cow.
God. How often would you do that, Ashley?
Say that again?
How often would you try doing that? Like once a week, once a month?
Not often, but enough.
Now, why would it make you nauseous? Would you like flush it and watch it spin?
No, it's just thinking about the fact that everybody uses those toilets and what they do in them.
I'm getting nauseous right now.
So would you look for a clean toilet to envision it, or would you look for one where somebody didn't flush? That's the answer right there, Ashley. I think you were doing it all wrong. I could have saved you some time. But no need to thank me. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to Darren. Hey, Darren, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you do to try to get out of school?
I was a freshman in high school. My brother was a senior, and my parents were on vacation for the week. And he decided to call in. My brother, older brother, is the senior, decided to call in as my father. And it turned out the attendance lady knew my father, real father. And she called my father after the fact about 5 minutes later and said she talked to Mr. Beck, just the wrong Mr. Beck. And,
got him.
See, that sucks.
Parents called us and few choice words, told us to get our bus to school.
I bet.
Hey, at least you guys tried.
Yeah, we got caught.
Dang, man, at least you tried, Darren. Thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Caitlin, what is your story about trying to go to desperate lengths to skip a day of school?
Right before my mom got up one day, I put a heating pad on my head to make it hot, and then I took her makeup because she's more pale than me. And I made myself look flushed out.
Did that work?
It did, until my neighbor called her midday and said they saw me outside bumping a volleyball around and just having a good old time.
Oh,
you got a little snitch of a neighbor there. Okay.
Well, hey, at least you look good playing volleyball.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, get it, girl. Bump, set, spike. Caitlin,
that's
you looking aight. Hey, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's wrap things up with Lisa. Hi, Lisa. What'd you do?
Hi, I would not recommend this to anyone, but when I was a freshman, my cousin she was out of high school already, but she was living with us, and she was a cigarette smoker. I wasn't. She had me walk around the block with her, and I smoked two full cigarettes within 5 minutes.
Ooh.
And I was so sick. I was vomiting everywhere. My mother even tucked me in the covers and rubbing my head, telling me, oh, I'm so sorry, baby, and I felt horrible.
Did your mom know that it was because you had smoked?
No, she had no idea.
And so did you just smoke because you wanted to smoke, but then the side effect was you ended up getting sick, or you did that
on
purpose?
No, I didn't want to go to school. And my cousin said, you can make yourself sick by smoking a cigarette.
Holy crap.
You know, you can make, and like as we're promoting not using tobacco this morning, I got violently ill, Lisa. And I'm serious. Like, you should watch out. Porkchop's looking at me like, what'd you do? No, I worked at a car wash, and all the kids there like would dip and chew. And I didn't want to do it. But I'm like, okay, I'll try it. Like, dude, you need to try it. I'm like, of course, stupid. Dare kid not following the rules. I'm like, I don't need to, you know, skip drugs or alcohol or anything. So I put like a pouch, like it was like a sealed pouch in the side there. And I guess you're not supposed to swallow the spit or the dip. I didn't mean to, but I accidentally did. Guys, I'm working like the person that sprays off your car. And I fell into a car. I was so like drunk or whatever the effect of that was. And then I got the spins and I threw up and my boss wouldn't let me leave.
I can't believe you swallowed it.
I didn't mean to.
That's vile. You're not as vile as Joe. That's the takeaway from this.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. What'd your boyfriend do?
My boyfriend had a dip in the other day, and he didn't have it in a pouch. Like, he had it, like, in a pouch.
Gross.
It was, like, all
live.
In there. And he was taking a nap. Like, he ended up falling asleep with it in the middle of the nap, accidentally swallowed the whole thing because he didn't know what it was. And then afterwards, he realized that he just swallowed. He was like, oh my gosh, wait, was that dip? But like, while he was still asleep, he was like, what is that? And just swallowed it.
That gives a whole new meaning to somebody being a dip spit. There you go. Hey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. If you have anything else gross like that, we would love to know what they actually did. Maybe it was you or your kid. Tweet us. These are great stories at Joe and Alex Show.